Morning, Liam.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Doing all right. It's looking not too bad for the weekend to be out in the water.
Yeah, mate, doesn't look too bad at all. It's sort of, down around below 10 knots all Saturday and most of Sunday by the looks of this.
If you're going out in the open water, is it a place to go at the reef, at the spot to go to in some parts?
Yeah, mate, reef, full moon later, what is it, Tuesday, I think the full moon is. It's going to fish really well up on the shallows and in the flats, especially as that water temperature starts to increase. That seems to be a sort of really far up the sweet lip in the coral trout and those sort of things. So that'd be worth getting up on the shallows. The other one, I'll tell you what, is just starting to fire up, and we've got some really good reports throughout the week, is the Atitawonga on the Barra. Yeah, I had a fair few customers come in with sessions of sort of 3 and 4 fish for an Arvi. And then the local guide, he's been smashing it over the past few days too. I think he got 4 fish with his client on Thursday. It's starting to really fish well.
Now, smaller boats, where do you recommend to go?
You know, when it's good weather, I think the harbour's probably the best fishery we got. There's so many options in there. It's just it can get a bit ordinary when it's rough. So for smaller boats, it's the perfect chance to get out and explore a few of the islands in the harbour. And I was talking to a bloke the other day that he was just at North Entrance there, just trolling around Rattle Island, and he got some really good trout and cod. They were like actually really good fish, sort of around that 3-4 kilo.
What about the narrows?
I fished a couple of days during the week for Barra and in the salt. And well, you probably haven't seen any photos, so that gives you the story.
You're not going to be a fisherman and say, I know, caught one that big.
Yeah, nah. I liked it. I seen hundreds and hundreds of fish on the sounder. Like there was Barra stacked, and we got one to bite.
Really?
2 days fishing. So
they just weren't in the mood, eh?
No, typical Barra. They're very moody.
Yeah.
But what we did get was a lot of good finger mark.
Oh, nice. They're beautiful eating fish.
They are, yeah. And we got a fair few. I think we ended up with, I don't know, 7 or 8 nice grunter too. So it'll be worth a look through there for finger mark and grunter. We were just basically fishing any bit of sort of rubble and gravel. Heaps of blue salmon too. Yeah, right. I don't know how many blue salmon we caught. They were painful.
Still got to take it, mate. I mean, it's still half of the fight. It's most of the fun.
Yeah, that's it. They are good fun. At that stage, we were targeting eating fish, which is grunter and finger mark, and we would just continue to catch salmon. That's all right. Me pop loves salmon, so he got a feed.
If anybody wants to know where to go, what to do, families, anybody that loves their fishing, you or your dad when he's there, we'll be able to tell. He hates us. To tell people where to go. And a good idea for Dad's Day too. If your dad loves fishing, pop on down and see you guys. And if you're not too sure what to get Dad, gift vouchers are available, eh?
Yeah, mate. We're just starting to get some of our Father's Day sales up at the moment. So definitely worthwhile popping in and having a look, even if it's not for Dad's or Father's Day. There's a couple of bargains for everyone there.
All right. Good on you, Liam. Have a great weekend. I expect to hear some really good stories about fish being this big next Friday.
Sounds good, mate. Thanks, eh?
See you, Liam.
See ya.